Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Seamus Toomey with us from Black Club Chicago with good news for the South Side. Good morning, Seamus.
Hey, good morning, Bob. Yes, this news broke yesterday. There's going to be something called the Bronzeville Trail built running through Bronzeville. It's going to be very similar to the 606 Bloomingdale Trail that runs through the north side. It's about a two-mile stretch of an old rail line that runs along 40th from about Indiana, from about Dearborn to about Lake Park. It was built in the 1880s for the Union Stockyards. It later became a passenger line for the CTA. It was known as the Kenwood Branch, but it hasn't been used since 1957. So it's waiting. There's going to be some work done on it, some planning on it still. They still have some funding to assemble for it, but the goal is to get a lot of that work rolling this year with sort of an indefinite timeline. The one that runs through Humboldt Park and Logan Square, the 606, that one took years and years to even once shovels were in the ground. But just a great recreational option for walkers, for joggers, for bikers, and just a good way just to get out and reclaim some land that's not being used.
Yeah, if it's anything like what happened on the north side with the 606, improvements along the way and property will be looking pretty good. And there's also some good news in Lincoln Park for the north side today. Restoration finally underway there.
Yeah, that's right. It's the Environmental Outdoor Day for Block Club. The North Pond in Lincoln Park. You know, that one's been there since about the 1880s as well. It's really been suffering from erosion over the years. And its deepest part is only about 2 feet. Beginning this month, they're beginning a huge $7 million restoration of the pond. The biggest part of it is going to be dredging a lot of it. There's a lot of sedimentation there that's choking a lot of the plants. There's really no natural water running in there other than rainwater. So they actually have to feed it with city water. So this whole plan will include dredging it, planting some native plants that will filter out some of the sedimentation, but also build a sort of a recirculation system where water that leaks from there can be pumped back into it so it doesn't have to rely on city water. So it's a sort of a win-win. This project will take a while as well, but if you're down in Lincoln Park, if you're at the zoo and you see fences going up around the North Pond later this month, that's why. It's gonna take some time, but they say it's gonna be a lot better and really save the pond from further erosion and drying up.
Good to hear. Finally, let's go back to the South Side for the bird news of the morning.
The bird news of the morning. In Washington Park, they've identified an area of the lagoon down on the southeast side of the lagoon, and neighbors have come together and they want to build a hummingbird habitat, which basically means putting in some plants and flowers that are attractive to hummingbirds as they migrate south to north. It's happening right about this time, so they're trying to get moving on it. And it's a great project because they've gotten the kids from nearby Fisk Elementary are working on the planning of it as well, and hopefully on some of the planting. The park district's involved, the Audubon Society's involved. So it's not a huge project. They're only trying to raise about $3,000 for some of these plants. So it's very doable. They're doing the fundraising now and hope to change some fences and plant the flowers later this spring. So it'll be the first hummingbird habitat the park district's ever done. So Washington Park on the south side, really just sort of at the far western edge of the Midway Plaisance down in University of Chicago.
Yeah, it's got a lot of potential there to be an even greater area. Thanks, Seamus. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, thanks, Bob.